You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling out powerful actors for failing to deliver enough support for his country. His comments come as Russian forces advance in the east 3 months after the invasion of Ukraine began. Mr. Zelensky addressed the Latvian parliament and thanked Latvia for its courage.
We need the full potential of Europe to bring to justice those who organized and are carrying out genocide against the people of Ukraine in a competent court. And I am grateful to your country, to your president, Mr. Levits, for the initiatives that will help bring Russian war criminals to justice.
The Ukrainian president is insisting on stronger sanctions against Russia, pushing for a seventh sanctions package to be prepared while the sixth is finalized.
It is necessary not only to finally agree on the sixth sanctions package against the Russian Federation, including the embargo on oil, oil mixtures and oil products, but also to prepare the seventh sanctions package with even stronger restrictions on Russia for its terror against Ukraine. Like Latvia, the whole of Europe must limit Russia's energy weapons fully.
Russia has attacked Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, resulting in 9 deaths and 19 injuries. Among the dead are a 5-month-old baby and his father, and among the wounded, a 9-year-old girl. Kharkiv regional governor Oleh Sinyubov says the attacks targeted civilians.
The strikes were made by multiple rocket launchers and artillery. It indicates that the enemy has again engaged in treacherously striking the civilian population, treacherously terrorizing it. That's why I ask again not to be on the streets without urgency, to listen to the air raid sirens and stay in the shelters until sirens are cleared.
Missile strikes also hit the Donbas, Sumy, and Zaporizhzhia regions as Russian forces tried to reinforce their positions in the south of the country. Ukraine's Deputy Defense Minister, Hanna Maylar, says that although the conflict had intensified, the tough period is yet to eventuate.
The fighting has reached its maximum intensity. The enemy is storming the position of our troops simultaneously in several directions. We have an extremely difficult and long stage of fighting ahead of us, and we must understand that this is a war and, unfortunately, losses on our side are inevitable.
Deputy head of the main operations directorate of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Oleksiy Romov, adds that his military situation in the Severodonetsk area remains difficult. And a World Health Organization assembly has voted to adopt a Western-led resolution condemning Russia's actions in Ukraine, which it says has led to a health emergency. The resolution was approved by 88 votes in favor and 12 against, with 53 abstentions. U.S. Ambassador Bathsheba Crocker called on member states to vote against Russia's resolution and in favor of Ukraine's proposal.
The one thing they haven't taken is responsibility for the health emergency they alone are causing. This isn't about politicization. This is about the health of millions and the need to hold Russia clearly accountable. This is the time and the place for this action, time to vote yes on Ukraine's resolution. Conversely, if you vote in support of Russia's resolution, you are standing with a country trying quite literally to destroy what this body stands for. If we cannot uphold the principle that one member state should not, must not, destroy the healthcare system of another in an unprovoked and unjustified war,
please
what
conclude,
do we
please.
Stand for? Thank you.
WHO member states have already passed a resolution that could result in the closure of Russia's regional office. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Italy's Prime Minister Mario Draghi have discussed ways to help ease the international food crisis, with the Kremlin stating this can be done only if the West lifts sanctions. Russia's blockade of Ukrainian ports has prevented shipments of grain, of which both countries are major exporters. Russia accuses Ukraine of mining the ports. The conflict is pushing up prices of grains, cooking oils, fuel, and fertilizer soaring. Meanwhile, a seaside resort in Ukraine's Kherson region is preparing to welcome children from Donetsk and Mariupol. Tatiana Kalinovskaya, an official in Skadovsk, says Russia will bring them to the resort for rehabilitation.
Russia is offering to bring children from Donetsk, Mariupol, here for rehabilitation. There are many children who have suffered. We can rehabilitate about 10,000 children this year.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.